from the 50 North Senior Center. We have Craig Swenson and also Katie Fellin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. Boy, the holidays are over. The new year is over, and it's back to work. And you guys have a lot of things going on over the course of the next month or so.
We do. We do. Actually, in the New Year's resolution aspect, we mm-hmm. have 54 ongoing fitness classes, and we are looking at wanting to boost those a little bit more as we go into the new year. We'll also have many other different style of classes, such as myofascial release classes coming up here. We'll also have some meditation classes coming up, and I know a lot of individuals are always looking for CPR and first aid classes. We'll have those available also at our location.
Boy, 54 and counting and growing. That's pretty impressive. Boy, you only get to those kind of numbers if you have participation in those. It seems like the demand is there for everything.
Well, that's very true. We run a lot of land classes and aqua fitness classes. We are very blessed to have a pool that's 89 degrees, which helps out immensely for a lot of individuals that may have arthritic joints, and they absolutely love getting into the pool and splashing around and having a great time and having some different variety of classes in the pool. Same thing on land. We have many different instructors who are able to give them adaptations, give them a great time and a fun workout all in the same time frame. So.
Wow.
We're pretty excited with all the classes that we're able to offer.
Yeah, I bet so. And you have me kind of daydreaming about an 89-degree pool when it's 17 degrees below zero outside. Yeah.
It feels pretty nice.
Is it difficult to get the people out of the pool?
At times,
stay in there all day? Once again, Craig Swenson is with us, and also Katie Fellin. Katie, we've had you on a couple of times before to talk about some grant programs and some additional programming that the senior center has had. What's coming up for you?
Yeah, so I've been in a couple times before to talk about this grant we received in the fall for a program called A Year of In Residence, and that program is continuing this winter with some writing and acting classes. So our writer in residence is Emily Ernest, and she's a college instructor, highly qualified writing instructor, and she's coming in to teach a bunch of different writing classes, from creative journaling to creative writing, humor writing, starting out in a couple of weeks here. So she's coming in to teach about 5 workshops on writing. And then we have Philip Spensley is our actor director in residence, and he's well known here in the Northfield area. He started the Shakespeare in the Park with the Northfield Arts Guild. He's coming in to teach some, they're called Playing with Purpose classes around acting. So they're open to people that are maybe thinking they'd like to act in a play, and also to seasoned actors.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Philip has been long involved in the theater. What a neat guy. I could see him being a very good coach.
Yes, exactly. Well. He's very excited, and to just kind of work with folks on Playing with Purpose is what he's calling it. So that's starting in a couple of weeks also, and will run through February.
Now, you just finished up a production, if I'm not mistaken, not too long ago, didn't you?
Yes, The Merchant of Menace.
Merchant of Menace, yes. How did that go?
It went very well, from what I hear, yes. Very well attended, and yes, that was a program a play that was sponsored by the center. So.
All right, good. We'll keep us informed of the next production that comes along the pike. What else is coming up for the 50 North Senior Center?
Well, we also have many different groups, as in the aspect of fitness. We do have table tennis groups. We do also have many different other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they're interested in cards, we have various different card groups going on at the Senior Center. They're always ongoing at the Senior Center. And we're always looking for new ideas. So if individuals have some ideas of what would Northfield like, you know, we would always be interested in boosting our programs and boosting our groups that we have at the center.
You know, whenever I've been in there, there does seem to be a card game going. Just about. Probably a card game for everyone.
Yes.
Do you have a lot of different types?
We have a wide variety of them.
All right. Now, if somebody would like to start to get involved with some of the activities they have, can you just go into the Senior Center and ask around?
Most definitely.
All right.
We do have receptionists there and then staff members there that can answer questions at any time during the time frames that we're open. And they're more than welcome to come in and try any of the exercise classes, try any of the programs out, see what they like.
Yeah, I would imagine people in that community, you're going to walk in the door and know some people. Unless you're new in town, you're going to know some people in there that some you might not have seen for a while, but renewing some friendships.
Absolutely.
Kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention that we have a new art studio space at the center, which just kind of was renovated this past fall.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a really nice, bright, big art studio where we'll be holding all of our art classes, and also all of our crafting groups meet in there now. So we have an art class coming up called Discovering Painting, taught by Alan Matheson.
Mm-hmm.
People might recognize his name as a Northfielder. So that's coming up starting here in January, and more art classes to come, painting on silk scarves, drawing classes, many, many classes coming up. Every month we have art classes and in a new, wonderful space. So.
Wow, a lot of things going on. Now, is that a program book that you brought with you?
Well, it's our newsletter.
Okay.
So, yes. So that comes out every month.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is a big newsletter.
Yes. Well, we have a lot going on there.
We folks, I don't know how many pages, but it looks like about 20 pages worth of newsletter, maybe even more. But boy, yeah, you do have just a lot of programs going on.
Yes.
A lot of neat things. What else should we know about the about 50 North?
Well, one thing I'd like to mention that people might not know is that we do have an art gallery there.
Mm-hmm.
And so every month we have a new artist exhibiting their work there. And currently we have David Allen, another Northfielder that people know, and his work is many places around town.
Including my home.
Yeah, and mine too. Yeah. So we just hung up his work on Tuesday of this week, and we'll be celebrating his art next Tuesday with an artist reception from 4 to 6 at the center. And I just want folks to know that these receptions that we hold for the artists are open and to anyone. All are welcome. It's a really fun time to talk to the artist, see their art, just enjoy fellowship with others. We have a really nice spread of hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, and it's a really fun time.
All right. So. It sounds like a real good time. Mm-hmm. Northfield does have just a thriving art community.
Yes.
And, you know, the venue that you guys provide, I'm sure, is just going to enhance that even more.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
Well, we also, because, you know, we have a wide variety of arts, and we do a lot of also exercise and sports science, we also do lifelong learning. We have a book discussion coming up with Dr. Ed Lufkin talking about being mortal, which is a great one. That will be on Wednesdays, January 17th. 24th and the 31st of this month.
Okay.
We also have some little topics, lifelong learning topics, hot topics, the loss of the middle class and upward mobility, Wednesday, January 10th, 9:30 to 11 will be that one. And then there will be also another discussion group about Russia and the relationship with Russia. So I know a lot of individuals like to have those discussion groups out, and we kind of see that even at the senior center. We see that quite often, where a lot of people come in and enjoy the free coffee and the free popcorn and have the little discussion group right there. But you're more than welcome to even join in with some of these classes.
Yeah, it sounds a lot interesting, you know, our relationship with Russia. If somebody can explain that to me, I'm all in. Some complicated topics there. All right, wonderful. Well, if they'd like to find out more information on your classes, of course, you can subscribe to the newsletter, I'm sure. But do you have some information online as well?
We do, at www.nscmn.org.
MSCMN.org. Got it. All right. Anything else you want to pass along while we have you here?
I don't think so.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. We
Thanks
certainly appreciate
us.
It.
Thanks,
we'll talk to you again soon. Craig Swenson and Katie Fellin from the 50 North Senior Center.